Dayan Wright from TSN's Sports Center, co-hosting Olympic Morning from the International Broadcast Center. He's joining us on the line right now. Hi, Jay.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. The games are underway, and the city is enjoying it, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun, actually. It's been good so far. I'll let you know how I feel in 2 weeks, though.
Well, exactly. I was going to say,
exhausted.
You were saying before we went on the air that you're not sleeping until March 1st, right?
That's correct. I'm going to simply spend about a half an hour each morning in a hyperbaric chamber and then be refreshed and ready to go for another 6 hours every day.
I can only imagine the budget that TSN has on Red Bull for the entire course of the games. But
I think Coca-Cola is the Olympic sponsor.
Oh, that's right.
Their energy drink Monster, maybe? I'm not really sure what Coke's energy drink is, but whatever Coke's is. Actually, it's funny, at the International Broadcast Center, it's sort of a treat because there literally are, you know, like hundreds of coolers full of Coke products just around the buildings for everyone to take. So so it's old-fashioned Coke that's keeping everybody going during the games. Yeah.
So you'll be a Coke addict. No, wait a second. Anyway. Oh, geez. So, you were saying it's the time that everybody's been waiting for. I mean, it all kicked off last Friday night with the amazing opening ceremony. Can you sum up the start of this whole thing in one word?
Well, no, I can't, actually.
Yeah.
It's hard because my big fear was that, you know, after the amazing opening ceremonies at Beijing, that it was, you know, I felt bad. I remember watching those opening ceremonies a couple of years ago and thinking, oh, man, Vancouver's got to follow that. That's a tough act to follow. But I think the thing about Vancouver is they did things their way, which I really appreciate, and I think they did an excellent job. And everyone I've talked to from outside the country is just dazzled by this city. And it's hard not to, you know, no matter what you think of Vancouver, you know, if you're a Canadian who loves Vancouver or hates Vancouver, you can't deny the beauty of this city.
Now, I know you've been talking with our athletes about the competition for a while, so what does this mean to them to be participating in such a huge event at home?
Because we've been interviewing them for a couple of years leading into the games and doing features with, you know, all of the Olympic athletes in preparation for this, and I think they were very aware of what this meant and how important it was to Canadians. But now that they're here, it's certainly, you talk to some of the Olympic athletes, and we've interviewed some on the show, and definitely you can tell that it's hit home a little bit more now that they're actually in Vancouver and they're competing. Just being in that Olympic atmosphere, being in the village, being at their venues, practicing, talking to the media, you definitely, you know, you can prepare and prepare all you want, but it's not until you actually get to the city, and especially if the city is in your home country, that you realize how much support is behind you and how much Canadians are excited to hopefully lead the medal haul this time around.
Well, two things on that. I mean, one, and you see it in sports all the time, how much does home court advantage play a role? And also, on the other hand, is there maybe some stage fright because of high expectations? So what are they, you know, what do they seem to be thinking?
Well, in the past, we've certainly seen stage fright from our Olympians because of high expectations. You know, you think of Perdita Felicien and you think of Kurt Browning, and unfortunately, you know, athletes like that didn't perform at as high a level as we wanted them to. But I think the difference now is with the Own the Podium program is that these athletes have probably gotten the support that they should have gotten in the past, and certainly they've got a ton more support from the government. And and then when you talk about sort of the home country advantage, we might have taken too much of an advantage of that if you ask other countries. Certainly if you ask the Americans, who thought that, certainly the U.S. speed skaters thought that they would get a chance to practice at the Richmond Oval since it was obviously so close for them. And the Canadian Speed Skating Association decided that they weren't going to let them do that. So we've definitely taken advantage of that. So I think the one thing that we cannot say about these games is that we didn't have the home court advantage.
Jay Onright from SportsCenter, thanks so much for joining us today. Now, remember to stop by our website, jbonair.com, vote in the web poll, are you watching the Olympics, and of course all the special coverage at olympics.jbonair.com.